Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon so far. Like I said last week, the weather is really warming up. It has been quite hot in the past couple weeks, and I'm enjoying it. I really love the sun, and I think it's finally feeling like summer is here, and it's coming into our lives and inviting us to go to beaches and going out on picnics. I can see outside from the studio that it is a little windy, and so we have a little bit of the breeze to cool us off when we get too hot. And I think the wonderful thing, and I think the great thing about Canadian summers, at least in BC, Vancouver, is that when it gets a little too hot out in the sun, usually if you go under the shade, it really helps with cooling yourself off. And so I think, you know, for those of you who are here enjoying the summer, I can imagine that it is a really great time. All right, so in terms of today's episode, we are going to be doing a music listening session for today's episode, as well as going through some fun facts. So last week we had an interview with Tiffany. If you guys haven't seen the episode, please go ahead and listen to it. It was really, really amazing. She shared some great experiences with how she got through design school and her experiences going abroad, and one of the shocking but interesting experiences that she told us was a 12-hour sewing session that she had to go through. And that's really insane, but I think that really shows a lot about her character and her perseverance. And so I think, please, for those of you who haven't looked into that episode, go ahead into the CITR website and click on My Show Episodes, and it'll be there. And then the previous week, we did a movie review. It was a French rom-com called Stuck With You, where two people meet in an elevator. The elevator breaks down, and they end up sharing their own personal thoughts. And that's kind of where the character development begins, with along with their love story blossoming as well. And so the previous, after, you know, 2 weeks before that, or 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, I believe that we had another interview, and so I thought it'd be a great balance for today's episode to go through a little less spoken word and more a little bit leaning towards the music aspect, along with some fun facts. Now, today's fun facts are going to be revolved around the summer theme, and specifically, summer as in water parks. Because I think you can't really... I think the water parks and that activity is so closely related to and involved with the season of summer. Although, I wonder if there are summer, or if there are water parks that you can attend during other seasons, which would be quite interesting as well. I mean, I did hear from people where it is a completely different feeling and a different atmosphere if you were to go swimming on a rainy day. I have never done that before, but I do imagine it being a really interesting experience. But yeah, so today's fun fact is going to be revolved around water parks, so please stay tuned for that. But before we get through the episode, let's get through some show promos, ads, PSAs, and a station ID, and we'll get into what is it about water parks that are so interesting. So I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Are you looking to decolonize your self-care routine? Take a trip down to Sisters Sage for a variety of handmade soaps, bath fizzies, smudge sprays, and salves infused with traditional plant medicines. Sisters Sage is an award-winning local Indigenous business run by Tsimshian and entrepreneur, activist, and community builder Lynn Marie Angus and her dog TJ. Passionate about crafting wellness products that are respectful of the land we live on, Sisters Sage is committed to a heart-centered approach to self-care as well as our collective healing. Located on 1312 Kingsway, you can drop by from Monday to Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. See you there.
On Home and Haunting deals with the uncertainty of memory as a mode by which artists conceive and construct their films. Using the language of hauntology, which deals with the ways social, cultural, and political issues from the past haunt the present, and how it connects us to the unresolved state of capitalist violence across time and embedded into history, this program highlights three artists working within this realm of the indelible: Han Pham, Adam Garnett Jones, and Luis Andres Serrano. The works of these artists are ghostly. They inhabit places of the past only possible from the present. And film is a medium favorable for these hauntings. From August 11th to September 3rd, 2025, the Belkin's outdoor screen will show On Home and Haunting daily between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m., a selection of films curated by Ogeneo Fegor Obuoma. You can also join Obuoma and filmmakers Han Pham and Luis Andres Serrano at the Belkin Gallery on Thursday, August 14th at 6 p.m. for a conversation about their work. To find out more, visit belkin.ubc.ca. That's belkin.ubc.ca.
Gonna take your place, there ain't nobody better. Oh, baby, baby, we belong together, baby.
Girl, please quit crying over your ex and pick up a damn book. Or better yet, Discord or magazine. It's summer, and that means it's time to head to the club with a drink in one hand and Discord or magazine in the other. That's right, shake some ass while staying in touch with the local arts and culture community. All for free. You can pick up a physical copy of Discorder in locations all around the Lower Mainland, from Kitts to Chinatown, Maine and Commercial, as well as Hastings. For specific locations, check out citr.ca. There you'll also be able to find.
Are you someone in recovery? Someone struggling with addiction or disordered eating? Or are you simply curious to explore your relationship to alcohol, drugs, and other types of addictive behaviors? The UBC Student Recovery Community is a safe space to connect with others. The SRC provides many types of support, such as drop-in hours, recovery meetings, one-on-one support, and even has a dedicated recovery lounge. The SRC supports all pathways of recovery, from harm reduction to abstinence and everything in between. You can learn more at recovery_UBC on Instagram. And you can also contact the community at src.recovery@ubc.ca. Remember, you're not alone.
Welcome to the Medicine Show. The Medicine Show is a live music-focused variety show with an array of genres, creating healing energy, inspiring real people to foster our healthiest lives holistically. On CITR Radio, 101.9 FM on Musqueam Land in Vancouver, Canada. Every second Wednesday night, 7 to 9, and videos online.
Y'all listening to the Medicine Show, baby!
Broadcasting healing energy with love, music, and laughter. Yeah!
We're on the Medicine Show.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jeff, and welcome back to another episode of Lean In with Jeff. I hope you guys are having a wonderful afternoon. The sun is shining. I think today's a really great weather to just go outside and have a picnic or maybe go for a run or a walk, whichever suits best your interests. All right. So today's episode is going to be more music driven than it is spoken word, but we will be spending a couple minutes with sharing some fun facts, specifically summer themed water parks. And so stay tuned for those. And then the later half, we will be sharing a music playlist that I have prepared for you guys. It is from an artist named Common Holly and the album called Anything Glass, which was released this year, actually a little over a month ago. And so I just thought it would be great to share that with you guys as well. All right, so let's get into the fun facts for today. The first one being, water parks didn't exist until the 1970s. So we're starting off with the origin of water parks. We're reading off the fun facts from the AllianceWorkPartners.com website. And let's get into it. So the World Water Park Association credits American businessman George Millay with inventing the water park. He founded SeaWorld in San Diego, which I've been to SeaWorld when I was very young. I remember getting on a big boat water slide, which was, I remember getting wet and was pretty scared. But I don't know if you guys are in SeaWorld listening in, tuning in, but if you are, hello. All right, so the water park didn't exist until the 1970s. And so his foray into water parks that humans could enjoy in a whole different way didn't come until a decade after 1964. And so in 1977, he opened the very first Wet n Wild water park in Orlando, Florida. And an entirely new industry was born. I actually haven't been to a water park in a while, and I think the weather played a role as well, aside from, you know, me being away in the month of June. But I think this year's summer, at least the really hot weathers, are coming in a bit later than usual. It seems that, from what I remember, usually the hot weathers would come maybe in June, late June-ish, maybe mid-June, but it seems like it's coming in late July. And so I don't know if this is just a delay or not, but I don't know what's going on. But it seems like right now is kind of the time where people are beginning to go to water parks and enjoying that water activity. And so, yeah, so it didn't exist until the 1970s. So it's been existing for over 55 years. So this year will be the 55th year. The next one I have is water slides are all about science. Now, I think this is a fact that you can kind of understand because everything around us, I think, especially the infrastructure, has to involve some sort of science because we need to calculate, you know, the height and the weight and how it's balancing with each other. It all needs to work out in order for it to be stable and to function in a safe but also entertaining manner. So water parks may appear full of frivolity at first glance, but just like the crafting of roller coasters, they rely on a lot of science. And that specifics would be physics and technical engineering. Now, as someone who doesn't have a background or has too much knowledge of engineering, I don't have any qualifications for what is actually needed for the creation of water slides. What I can say is I'm sure it is a very complicated and a very dense project because there's so many things that need to be concluded, because I think the number one priority for creating these sort of environments and equipment for people to use, it needs to be safe. It needs to have that central focus in mind, because at the end of the day, you know, a lot of people are going to be using it in favor of their own happiness and they want to be able to enjoy the time that they're using during their use of the equipment. And so I think safety is an absolute crucial element. And in order to fulfill that and satisfy the safety regulations, it has to require a lot of time and dedication to create the final product. All right, so the next one I have for you guys is, this one was very interesting because you never really think about it. And once you hear it, you can't really fathom how much this is, but it's a quantitative fun fact. So water parks require about 1 million gallons of water. Now, this may differ from the size of a water park, I'm sure, but it seems like this is kind of the average amount of water that is needed for a water park to function. And so if we read the description, water is a precious commodity, so it will probably shock you to learn that it initially takes about 900,000 gallons of the stuff to fill a water park. But after this first fill-up, most of the water will be filtered. And so it'll be treated and recycled. And notes the world's largest designer and manufacturer of water parks, Dominic Ciccoli, director of design services at Whitewater. That means that 2 to 3% of those 900,000 gallons would be needed to keep the park running. So that is a lot of water. I mean, if we just look up how many gallons of water that we need in a day, I think it will be around half a gallon to a gallon a day, which is 2 to 4 liters a day. And for the water park to have 900,000 gallons, I guess you can kind of fathom how much water that actually is. But the great thing about it is that it seems like it is being recycled and reused. And so, you know, if it, you know, is hygienic and it's working well, it's filtering and all that, I think it is a very, very environment safe. It can be a very environment safe method because we're not just continuing to use water and just getting rid of it. And so, yeah, the next fun fact of the day is Disney holds the record for the largest wave pool in North America. From what I understand, a wave pool is basically a big pool of water that gives people an opportunity to kind of experience an actual wave in the ocean. And so instead of it being a slide, it's just a huge area of water. And at the end, there's kind of like a hole where I don't know how the actual waves are being created, but I'm assuming that it requires some bit of force. But it creates that force and it creates this wave. And it can be a big wave or a small wave. And some people would have tubes with them. And through that tube, they would kind of travel with the wave. It's almost like you're surfing, but the environment in which the surfing actually happens is created than it is natural. And so Disney apparently holds the largest wave pool. The wave pool at Disney's Typhoon Lagoon, located within the Walt Disney World Resort in Orlando, is so big that it takes nearly 3 million gallons of water in order for it to be completely filled. That is a lot. That is a lot of water, because we needed 900,000 gallons to fill up a water park, but for the lagoon itself, 3 million gallons. So that's insanely large, a lot of water that's needed. All right, so the next one that we can move on to is, the fun isn't just limited to the water parks.
And I think this applies to a lot of things as well. You know, if you go to a zoo or if you go to an amusement park, the main activity that is offered in those places, at those places, is great, but we also have to consider that there's also a lot more that those places offer as well. You know, whether it's the food, or, you know, small arcade games, or even just the scenery in which we can walk around. Everything is just all just a big package. And, you know, they just have a main thing that kind of revolves around it as well. So we're just going to give an example. Some parks like Great Wolf Lodge in Aquatopia, Timber Ridge, and Avalanche Bay are part of larger family-friendly resorts that offer both indoor and outdoor activities. And I think that's always interesting to see as well. You know, the outdoor parks and the indoor parks, they may seem a little similar, but they differ as well. So it's kind of interesting because, you know, sometimes the indoors would have some equipment and some slides, and the outdoors would have a completely different one as well. And so I think it's very fun to kind of explore those options all together. All right, so the next one is very interesting. The world's tallest water slide is more than 15 stories high. So that is actually the website it says that it's the Guinness World Record for being the tallest water slide in the world, and it's almost 164 feet tall with an equivalent of 15.5 stories high. Now, to put you in perspective of how high this actually is, for those of you who have been to Canada's Wonderland, which is an amusement park located in Toronto, Ontario, they have one of the largest roller coasters in North America as well. I believe it is, I think it is the tallest, if not one of the tallest roller coasters in North America. It is 306 feet tall. And if we go back to the water slide, that's 164 feet tall. I can imagine that the reason why it's not as tall as the roller coaster, which is also called Leviathan, is probably because it's a water slide, which means you go down with your bare body, with no real equipment that will secure you. Whereas a roller coaster, they do. And so, in terms of height, the roller coaster is taller. But if you put into account the safety regulations, then I guess it kind of evens out. And so, yeah, that's kind of the fun facts that I have for you guys today. From what I'm searching up right now, Leviathan is not the tallest roller coaster in North America, while it is the tallest in Canada's Wonderland, and it ranks as the sixth tallest in North America. So it is very up there. It is one of the tallest in North America, but not the tallest, not the number one. But yeah. All right, everybody, that is it for today's fun fact segment. Moving on to the second portion of today's show, we're going to be listening in to Common Holly's album Anything Glass, released this year. And so I hope you guys enjoy the songs that I have prepared, starting off with Terrible Hands. Thank you. That was Terrible Hands. Let's get into the next song called Enough. Here we go.
Trial, a tall ambition. I don't think that what we want is finite, but maybe that's alright. I don't think that ego is oversight, but maybe that's alright. I don't know what it means to try a little harder. Trial, a tall ambition.
That was Enough by Common Holly. We're listening to the album Anything Glass. The next one I have for you guys is called Ajin Blue. So here we go. Do, do, do. That was Ajin Blue. The next one I have is It's True, We've Been Happier. So I'll see you guys in a couple minutes.
It's true, we've been happier in our lives. It's true, we've been happier. It's true.
The next song I have for you guys is called Jazz Song. Here we go. That was Jazz Song. Let's move on and listen to I Waited It Up. Here we go.
I waited up.
The next song, that was I Waited Up. The next song is The Wood from the Sail. That was The Wood from the Sail. The last song I have for you guys is called Right in Between the Lines. I enjoy the last song, everybody. And I'll see you guys in a couple minutes. That was Right in Between the Lines. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It was really fun for me to listen to all of those songs again and go through some really fun water park themed fun facts. I'll see you guys next week with another great episode. I hope you guys enjoy the nice weather, and please be safe, everybody. Bye-bye, everyone.